Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Dave Moore, longtime color analyst for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm eager. 9 o'clock hour, we may figure out the answer. Would you want to hang the NBA Emirates Cup banner? We'll see. It lost a lot of sizzle afterwards last season. I want to get back to this, but let's get to Dave Moore, who knows the Tampa Bay Bucks inside and out. Dave, good morning to you, man. Welcome to the Morning Rose. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill here on the River Islands guest line. Dave, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, man. We're trying to figure out the Tampa Bay Bucks and whether or not they're going to have any wide receivers to throw the ball to. Let's start there. What's going on with the wide receiver position? We know Mike Evans is out. We know Chris Godwin is out for the year. McMillan, the young man out of Washington who we saw play the Pac-12 last season, sounds like he's got a hamstring injury. He may be doubtful. What's going on with the Tampa Bay Buccaneer wide receivers?
Yeah, they definitely got bit with the injury bug, and it's a shame losing Godwin, at the end of a ball game, and then Mike Evans, they expect to be out for at least the next couple. So they got some, young guys stepping up. They concentrate more. It changes the game plan, obviously, a little bit. Makes it more difficult to stretch the field, get guys vertically. They did get Rakim Jarrett back, who was on the early IR. He came back and made a couple plays. He's a guy that can run pretty well. But again, you have two elite receivers, and, they kind of have to do it by committee. Trey Palmer's another guy. Sterling Shepard, you're recognizing the name from, he's a free agent from the Giants, and Ryan Miller. So a lot of them are names that aren't household names yet per se, but, last week they were pretty productive as a group, but, it's not where you can just pick on people, like when you have Mike Evans and just say, listen, we're going to throw you the 50-50 ball and you're going to come down with it. More times than not. So it's going to be more scheming, more play action, more things like that, get some of these young guys open.
I'm looking at Baker Mayfield. What has been the key to his resurgence, just as a, like, I guess, in terms of how people view him around the league? Because, 4 or 5 years ago, I think we all viewed him a certain way, and he's really changed that narrative, especially like Monday night, right? They're out a million guys, and I'm like, wow, look at this guy battle. Look at what he's doing with a bunch of backups, and he just seems more humble. He seems to fit. Like, walk us through the Baker Mayfield Tampa Bay experience.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think his experience early on, the fact that he was the number one pick, had some success and then really struggled a little bit, and I think it humbled him. And he came in, and he is, if you talk to these guys in the locker room, he's a warrior. I mean, he's out there throwing blocks. He's taking a beating. He's making plays, But I think the last 2 years, it started with Dave Canales last year. He just got an offense that, you can see the body language of the quarterback when they play, and you can tell when they are sitting in the pocket on a third and long. The body language will tell you exactly if they feel comfortable and what they're looking at. And his body language has definitely changed as far as confidence in what he's seeing in front of him, what his responsibility is, what his reads are, and get rid of the football with, you know, some speed and taking his shots down the field when he can. But he's that blue-collar guy. He's in there, you know, again, throwing blocks, trying to make things happen, keeping plays alive, and the team's really rallied around him on both sides of the ball. But offensively, you know, they really do a good job of trying to protect him and keep him alive. So he's really revived the offense here in Tampa Bay. Obviously, the loss of Tom Brady, you know, they expected a big letdown, but he came in and been playing at a high level.
Dave Moore here on the River Islands guest line, of course, calls Tampa Bay Buccaneer games. Longtime color analyst, replaced a great Hardy Nickerson back in the day. What was that, 07, as a color analyst for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This run game, has there been a shift in focus in terms of running the ball? Because you guys have a nice little three-headed monster back there in the backfield with White, Bucky Irvin out of Oregon, of course, Sean Tucker, who had a big Falcons game in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. Will the Bucs maybe shift more to a run-heavy type of game plan, especially this Sunday against the Niners?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, they from day one, Liam Cohen said that, you know, he wanted to be a balanced offense and run it as much as they throw it. He's tried to stay true to that, but what you're seeing more because of the lack of wide receivers is multiple backs in the game. Offensively, you know, they early in the season were using one back and but now they're using multiple, so they can take Rashad White, who's a very good receiver. He runs good routes. They can start with two backs in the backfield, motion men, move them around to creatively get matchups and scheme defenses so that they can't tee off on a normal run-type look. But they will run multiple tight ends in the backfield. They're two tailbacks, so you can fake one way, go another way. So there's a lot of things scheme-wise that they can do along with the tight ends to really keep a defense off balance, even though you're missing those, you know, special receivers.
What's happened to this defense for Tampa Bay? You guys are like bottom in the league in terms of points per game. It looks like teams are passing like crazy on you. I know you've been in some shootouts, middle of the road in terms of run defense, but specifically what has happened to this Tampa Bay defense?
Well, when you listen to Todd Bowles talk, he says a lot of it is the communication on the back end. And, you know, you see it on a third and 12 or a third and 8 where you expect the defense to be able to get off the field on third down, and then you have a wide open receiver going down the field. You know, you just get off playing Kansas City on Monday night, and, you know, obviously Kelce's the focal point of their offense, and he has 14 catches. So this is a guy, obviously, you want to know where he is at all times because he's going to be the guy Mahomes, especially if a play is broken, he's going to go to. It turns into that backyard football. But they just haven't been able to be in sync in that defensive backfield, and the pressure on the quarterback's been inconsistent. So sometimes when the coverage is good, the pressure is not enough to get to the quarterback in time, and then things are created outside the pocket. And then other times, there's just miscommunication on the defense, and you're leaving a guy running wide open. So I know it's been frustrating for, you know, Coach Bowles and the defense as an entirety, but it's something that, you know, from week to week, they got to try to improve on. They are missing Jamel Dean. You know, he was out. They've interchanged some linebackers because some are better than run, against the run than the pass. And they're trying to do some things to improve the pass defense, but it still hasn't been worked out yet. It's definitely a work in progress. And this is a veteran crew coming back. So that's kind of been a surprising thing this year.
You know, Dave, you played this game. You've played on short weeks. You know how quick a turnaround it is from Monday Night Football to a game on Sunday. The Bucs defense logged 83 snaps last Monday night against Kansas City, lost in overtime. So on a short week, how much impact will that have on a Buccaneers defense Sunday against a physical run-first type of team the 49ers are?
It's definitely going to be a challenge, you know. And 49ers are coming in fresh, and the Bucs are getting off a plane at 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning on a short week. So, but at this level, you know, there's no excuses. You got to find a way to play. They move games all around now. You know, you get them on Thursday, and you know, you get the short week, you get the long week. But you know, obviously, they got to take care of their bodies. The preparation as far as game planning is going to be shortened. But they can, you know, there's no excuses. You got to find a way to play. At the end of the day, when they look at the schedule, they're not going to care if it was a Thursday, Saturday, Monday, whatever. Whether it was in Europe, doesn't matter. You know, you got to find a way to win football games if you're going to survive at this level. And but it is tough. It's taxing on your body. It's tiring. But again, at least it's at home. It's better than having to go on a road on Monday night.
No doubt. Dave, man, have a good call Sunday. Should be a fun one. Both teams are desperate. Bucks 4-5, Niners 4-4. We can't wait to watch, man. Thanks for the time today, brother.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Anytime. Dave Moore joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.